Hello, this is Sahar. I hope you enjoy listening to this podcast.
I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Eric Perham, who found the time from his very busy schedule to discuss his work and his upcoming workshops in Dubai, entitled Essence of Healing, Level 1 and 2, during November 12 to 16. Now is your opportunity to experience reconnective healing firsthand in Dubai, where Dr. Perham introduces you to the forefront of energy healthcare. He also hopes to bring this workshop to other Middle Eastern countries, where he will be visiting next Kuwait and then Egypt. Dr. Eric Perham has been featured in top media, including The Dr. Oz Show, The New York Times, and CNN. His internationally best-selling book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, is now in over 39 languages and has been endorsed by such notables as Deepak Chopra. He also speaks at universities and hospitals around the world. Dr. Perham found the ability to connect with energy and work with it to heal people. Today, this is known worldwide as reconnective healing. His energies and his reconnective healing ability are recognized and supported by science. Their effect have been documented in researches conducted by notable scientists such as Gary Schwartz, from the University of Arizona, who's the director of the Laboratory for Advances in Consciousness and Health, and by Professor Emeritus William Tiller of Stanford University, who's authored 8 books, 250 scientific papers, and is the star of the film What the Bleep. William Tiller conducted his experiment on the reconnective healing frequencies for the first time at one of Eric Perham's seminars held in Sedona, Arizona in 2006. And the results were so extraordinary that he repeated his study into this phenomena 3 more times, twice in Los Angeles and once in Tucson, just to be certain that his extraordinary data was accurate. What Dr. Tiller has now shown has the medical research community quite baffled. He explained that although the energy healing techniques we know today utilize electromagnetic energy, reconnective healing brings us up to a higher dimensional level. He ascertained that reconnective healing frequencies bring healing beyond just what has been classically known as energy healing into a broader spectrum of energy, light, and information, a spectrum that may have not been accessible to us prior to now. In this podcast, Eric explains what the upcoming workshops will cover, how and why reconnective healing facilitates healings for people that are often instantaneous and can last a lifetime. Feeling compelled to teach others, Eric's work has taken him over 100 countries and has affected millions of people. He hopes that one day everyone will learn to access this natural ability and use it to heal themselves and others. We also discuss the effects of the reconnective healing demonstration he very kindly conducted on my mother, who's 87 years old, just before we did this podcast. During a couple of minutes only, she was able to sense their effect and varying intensity. And when he asked her, "Where do you think these energies are coming from?" she replied, "From your heart." And it is something that you feel when you are in his company. On a personal note, I found Dr. Perham to be kind, charming, quick-witted, and to have a great sense of humor. Enjoy listening to this podcast. Eric Perham, thank you very much for coming today to do this interview.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very excited because I wanted to say first visit to Dubai, but it isn't, actually.
Oh, no. I've been visiting friends in Abu Dhabi for years and making short trips up to Dubai. And then over the past year or two, I've actually, this might be my third or fourth visit just expressly.
So is this the first time that you will do the workshop in Dubai?
It's the first time we're giving a full training program in Dubai. I have given presentations or seminars here, but only on certain afternoons or certain evenings for a few hours here, a few hours there.
Right. What will happen, actually, over the next weekend when you have the workshop? Can we talk a little bit as to what the program
sure.
is?
Well, we'll be giving the presentation here November 12th through 16th. On the 12th, we'll give a three-hour presentation. Mm-hmm. We'll speak about the history of the work, the theory, the philosophy, the science. We will allow you the opportunity to start to feel this in your hands and begin to teach you how to work with it. Mm-hmm. And we'll bring up volunteers from the audience and give live demonstrations of the healing so you can see the reality of this, maybe even on someone that you know.
Right.
And we'll continue on the 13th and 14th with what's called level one of the training program, which is allowing you to learn reconnective healing on what we might call a more personal level, meaning it's geared mm-hmm. more towards self-healing, and to be able to begin to help your immediate circle of friends and family. Right, but not on a professional level yet.
Right.
And what we'll do is we'll demonstrate levels of the work from the stage, and then we'll go to massage tables, for example, and all the work is done non-touch. It's suggested that you remove your shoes just for comfort and to take care of the massage table, but that's otherwise you're fully closed, no direct touch. And let's say we go to a massage table, so you might stand at the head of a massage table, someone else will lie down on the massage table.
Yes.
The teaching assistants and I will come around, we'll show you how to feel this in your hands, how to find it, how to work with it. You will witness right in front of your very eyes the people on the table that you're working on go into possibly involuntary movements of their facial muscles, their fingers, arms, and legs. Sure.
In trying to prepare for this interview, I looked over the various demonstrations, YouTube videos that you've had, mm-hmm. and I've noticed that one of the things that you highlight is how their hands and their fingers move involuntary, and then the other thing was the eyes moving around. Is this simply to demonstrate the effect of the energy, or is actually healing taking place while they're doing that?
Well, it's both. It's to demonstrate the reality of these, what science today calls the reconnective healing spectrum, frequencies that take us beyond the subsets of energy we mm-hmm. used to have, Reiki and Jure and mm-hmm. Qigong, etc., bring us beyond the entirety of energy that's been here into a spectrum that includes new levels, they say, of light and nonverbal information, a way of communicating mm-hmm. nonverbally that allows the body to come back to a state of balance. So when we interact with the reconnective healing spectrum, mm-hmm. the indicators, the visually observable indicators are the involuntary movements of the fingers, the arms, the legs,
and
the facial
eyes.
Muscles, the eyes. People see colors they report seeing that they've never seen before. They smell fragrances of flowers they've
really?
Never smelled before. Beautiful experiences. And so you'll see the people on your table having this experience, then you'll trade places with them so you get to have this experience.
So can we say
yes?
that the involuntary movement is demonstrating that the brain of the receiver is actually being imprinted by the energy that they're receiving from the sender?
It is definitely being affected by it. Imprinting can have different meanings, so
I might not use that word because I've read.
But I do like the word.
I don't know if it's mine or I got it from your website. I was going through the research.
Yes.
Because very often people's first impression is, oh, healing. You know, like it's so intangible that they can't see whether it's scientifically based or how it works. And a long time ago, I came across a paper. A research paper by William Tiller, really long time ago, mm-hmm. maybe in the early 2000s, where he had conducted an energy where seven healers sent energy. And these energies were not only detected, but what was also detected, that they were sent by seven different people. So as I was looking for a scientific research to your work, I came across the research, you know, you've had a lot of actually scientific research done, but the first one was really impressive. The one done by William Tiller, a team of scientists, leading scientists such as William Tiller and Gary Schwartz, where they say that 83% of the people could feel the reconnective healing energies. But what was really interesting is not only that energy functions as an electromagnetic wave, but the sender's energy is registered, the word, mm-hmm. within the receiver's brain. And this was actually measurable
Correct.
By the EEG. So for me, if the brain has received something, then it must have made an imprint. And I think this is where my word, but
right.
would it's that your, be accurate?
I like that word. I just hadn't used that word before. Yes, I would consider that highly accurate. I will tell you about the research with reconnective healing. It first began in the late 90s at Jackson Memorial Hospital at the University of Miami, where we were working with paraplegics and quadriplegics, people who have lost the use of their arms or their legs or both. And they started seeing very fascinating results in very rapid healing movement. First, they had involuntary movement of the arms and legs that they weren't able to move prior. Yes. And then they started to regain conscious movement of this, including regaining the use of bowel control and other fascinating things. Moving on from there, Gary Schwartz's first research studies were done by blindfolding students, having them hold their hands in the air, and having someone else, either me or someone that I had taught to do this work, send the frequencies to their hands. And it started off on the first day, these blindfolded students were accurate in detecting whether it was moving toward their right hand or left hand. They were accurate by 65%, but then the accuracy increased day by day. And on the fifth day, they were approximately 95% accurate, which means they developed a learning curve in being able to detect the frequencies. And you can't develop a learning curve to discover or detect something unless that something exists.
Exactly.
So other studies that were done at the University of Arizona included, they had hooked up to EEG and EKG, heart wave and brain wave. The people receiving this work and the practitioners that I taught to do this work, and found that as the practitioner, your heart wave shows up in the brain wave of the person receiving this. Many studies have been done with leaves showing that when you cut a leaf off of a vine, it will normally live for a matter of days. With energy healing techniques, it might live for a matter of a week or two. With reconnective healing frequencies, 90 days, up
really,
to 90 days, yes. Other studies with DNA, human, plant, and animal, showed that it raises the level of light that we emit and makes it more harmonic, more coherent. And what is it when we fall away from perfect health? Really, truly, is that we're falling away from optimal harmony. So reconnective healing brings our system back to a state of harmony, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. It changes relationships. It allows us more rapid access, more comprehensive access to our life course. And we find that we evolve on the path that we are choosing to walk more rapidly and more,
so
more exponentially.
Are you saying then that the benefits of reconnective healing are beyond physical healing?
Absolutely. We think of healing as being regaining the use of an arm or a
physical
leg,
health,
or liver,
or
kidney, eyes,
health.
Or ears.
Yes.
But really, I believe, and what we see, is that true healing in the full sense of the word is our continued evolution as human beings, which is really our purpose on this planet, to evolve in our own lives personally, and I would suggest even as a species.
Can I then ask you, how is reconnective healing different from other healing modalities? Because the premise of healing is that you connect to the life force energy that the whole universe is actually made from, or made up from. And usually in healing you'd study that you connect to this energy, you bring it through the body and you give it to the other.
Have you ever had New York cheesecake?
No.
Okay.
I love cheesecake.
All right. New York cheesecake is phenomenal. Once you have New York cheesecake, no other cheesecake will do.
Okay.
Now, you can go into many restaurants, not only throughout the United States, but throughout the world. And when they offer cheesecake, they often say it's New York cheesecake. And when you get it, it may be cheesecake, but it's not New York cheesecake. It's just like when I look often for Middle Eastern restaurants when I travel, every restaurant is advertised as Lebanese.
Yes. Yes,
and you get there, and it's Lebanese. It's not necessarily. So you can say whatever you want. The theory of Reiki and Qigong and techniques such as that are that you access what's called chi, or ki,
or
prana, or any of the words we use.
Yeah.
And its meaning, its definition, is life force. In reality, all we've had access to has existed within our four-dimensional time-space existence here on Earth, height, width, depth, and time. And so these words, through technique, have only given us portions of the energy that's been here. What reconnective healing does is it completely allows us to transcend technique, to recognize that we are more than our techniques and we are more than technique itself.
And when we transcend, liked how you highlighted that on your material and all your interviews, because I think healers can get so, or practitioners can get so bogged down by methodology and technique.
Are we doing it? It's fear of not doing it right, fear of doing it wrong. Yeah. But what happens is when we let go of technique, we access all of the energy within our four dimensions, and because time is expanding, like a balloon expands, becomes more thin, more sheer, more permeable, time is disappearing. When we release technique, we actually can step into the timeless,
so
something more comprehensive. But as long as we stay with technique, we can't. When we release technique through reconnective healing, we expand beyond
time. You have access to a higher bandwidth.
Right. When we try to add technique to reconnective healing, we actually reduce it back to just the time limited. But what we started to explain was, so the level one, the personal program of this, teaches you how to do this for self-healing and help your immediate circle of friends and family.
So the layman can have access to this.
Right. And you'll learn from working on the tables back and forth and experiencing it and seeing it. And there'll be discussion of philosophy and scientific studies and question and answer. We'll continue that way. Level two, which will be on the 15 and 16, is what we call the professional level, which many people take in two groups. A, the first group takes them once to become professional reconnective healing practitioner. The second group of people may not choose to become reconnective healing practitioners, but they want to bring the work through at that highest level, the professional level. So you might choose to do that where we will bring in people from the public, and you will start to do professional healing sessions under our direction and guidance, you know, in the safety and comfort of the seminar. We'll teach you how to do reconnective healing via distance. We'll teach you how to do it holographically. We'll teach you how to start up and set up
animals as well.
Sure. We'll teach you how to start up and set up and build and develop
business.
Your own healing practice,
of
this work, as well as levels of subtlety and nuance that greatly expand the experience for people.
And I do that in 2 days.
Well, four. It's the night of the 12th.
Yeah.
Level 1 is 13 and 14.
14
that's two days. Level 2 are the next 2 days, 15
right.
and 16.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know you've heard me say this before, but I will feel incomplete if I don't say it now.
Please do.
Which is, by the end of level 2,
yes.
I can pretty much make you two promises, which are A, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of this realm of healing and beyond what we've been able to access through energy healing. That I can do, and B, you will be able to do anything and everything in this realm that any human being anywhere on this planet can do, no matter how many techniques they've learned, whether they travel the planet teaching techniques or whether they were raised by monks in a cave in a mountaintop.
So it doesn't matter, you can integrate it into whatever you do, basically.
You can integrate this into any practice that you do, but if you're doing energy healing practices, you find that your energy healing practice is a part of this, and you are now accessing something so comprehensive that allows you to let go of your techniques, your rituals, your protections, your fear-based practices, and you will have all the gifts of all the energy healing techniques you've ever learned, and then you will have much more, much, much more.
One thing that I really also want to highlight, based on the other research material that I've read about your work, is when you compare reconnective healing to other healing modalities, it seems to have the highest result of reducing pain, physical pain. And the reason that I say that is because maybe physical pain is one of the first reasons why someone would come into healing, although, as we said earlier, that they'll end up actually balancing their lives. But it seems really rather interesting. Did you know that from your research that you reconnective healing had the highest result to reduce pain, physical pain?
I know that very many things happen, and the research is exciting. I mean, for example, just last year, the University of Arizona published a study that shows that just minutes of reconnective healing is more than twice as effective as physical therapy in restoring range of motion of the limbs of the body. But pain is an interesting thing. Pain is what we first notice and what we first focus
register.
On. Just like physical beauty might be what attracts us to another human being mm-hmm. first, because we see that with our mm-hmm. eyes. But then we get to see the inner beauty in that mm-hmm. person, and that's what we fall in love with.
That's
first,
right.
we might think about the aches
We're
and pains.
To something.
Right, and come for that reason, for mm-hmm. the healing. But then we find out that our life blossoms so beautifully that we realize that the aches and the pains were just the excuse we gave ourselves to actually experience more of the truth, the mm-hmm. essence of the love that we really are. Because what is our very essence but
love? Yes, yes. What is your hope in Dubai? I mean, what do you hope to achieve in Dubai?
You
is
know,
it more practitioners, or is it to let the world know about it?
The point, I believe that my purpose for being here is to spread the consciousness of this work around the planet. I feel a little bit limited so far, not necessarily externally limited, but limited by, in the ways doors have opened so far, in the fact that this book, mm-hmm. The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, is an international bestseller.
Right.
In 39 languages.
Languages, yes.
You know what the 40th language is not yet?
Oh, really? What is it?
It's not Arabic. We don't have this book in Arabic. And people say, why don't you publish in
yes.
Arabic? Well, it's
yeah.
not up to us. We need an Arabic publisher to say, you know, the Arabic world, the Arabic-speaking world is being deprived mm-hmm. of access to this in their mm-hmm. own native language. So I believe that this is, it's so important that if we come here anyway, even though it's not in the book, and start to teach it, it will expand the awareness to the point where hopefully the book will be published in that language, and then this will be, well, so many people will be exposed to it who do
yes.
only speak Arabic. You
yes.
know, for goodness sakes, we're, it's a huge vital part of the planet that does not have this book
yes.
in the language yet.
Yes, yes.
We're just changing our website right now. It's not exactly where we want it to be yet, but we're trying. And we hope to get it easily translatable into as many different languages as possible. It's just like the book is called The Reconnection. The website is thereconnection.com. And right now it's just in English, and I know that that's fine for your program because they're listening to
sure.
it in English. But we hope to get that translated into
Arabic as
well.
So more people could
come
to know about this.
God, yes.
Absolutely.
Please, yes.
Yeah. How do you, as a person, deal with all of this? Because to be able to channel and give that energy, how do you contain it? How has it affected you? Do you need to do anything in order to maintain your energy levels? Did it take it out of you? Because I read that you were completely surprised when this came into your life. I mean, obviously you have a medical background. You used to be a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you do this full-time, or you have been for the last 10 years or so. Has it taken its toll on your personal life? Has it added to it? What's different from your own personal experience?
Well, I've had to face my biggest fear.
Mm-hmm.
Packing. I'm on the road about 35, 40
That's
weeks
amazing.
A year around the world, and I'm constantly packing suitcases and bags, and I've always hated that.
Yes.
So that would be the toll. No, you know, when you learn reconnective healing, you learn to function at a high level of being a light. Light doesn't fear darkness.
Yes.
Darkness can't affect light. Light only glows more brightly mm-hmm. in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get tired or drained from this.
Nice
you're not just you're not just a catalyst. I mean, you're not just a conduit. You're a catalyst. Your presence interacts, your essence interacts with the essence of the person you are facilitating a healing
mm-hmm.
for, and it interacts with the consciousness of, call it God, call it love, call
mm-hmm.
it the intelligence
mm-hmm.
of the universe, call it what you will. And this is a beautiful interaction which not only allows for the healing of the person coming to you, of
mm-hmm.
your client, but allows for your own healing in the process. And isn't this what we're here for? To receive through giving. What
mm-hmm.
what greater way to receive?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that much nicer than just receiving through taking?
Absolutely. Can I go back to a point where you mentioned
Please.
Earlier that the reconnective healing stays with a person for 90 days?
No, with the leaves.
We
said the leaves of a plant.
Oh, the leaf of the plant. Okay.
When the leaf was severed.
So
now reconnective healing. Healing is forever. Once you have reconnective healing, I hope you like it, because you have it forever.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to finding out. So you don't need to top up. This was my next question.
No. Reconnective healing occurs. Amazingly, part of the reason that the scientists came out to do it was because what it looked like at first was that the healings were fairly instantaneous, and they tended to last a lifetime. Actually, once the researchers started to study this, they said, well, we know it looks instantaneous, but that's not the right word. I said, what do you mean? They said, because instantaneous means that it requires an instant of time. And they said, reconnective healing seems to work outside of time and space.
That's interesting.
So the healings are timeless. And the reason that people don't need to come back again and again and again, the reason that it appears to last for a lifetime, is because it occurs outside of time and space, so it's not weakened or diminished over the course of time.
So it's almost that you're affecting the template, the
etheric
or cathartic template, and then on a lower level, which is the physical body, then that change stays with the physical body.
It's the viewable expression. Why don't we say that? The visible expression.
Of the healing that has occurred, or the harmony or coherency that has occurred on a higher level.
Because really, we are essence, or if you're viewing our essence as a template, of course, but the physical form here is the human manifestation of that. Yes.
Would some people need to come more than once or have more than one healing session, for example?
Yes, but not for the reason you think.
Okay.
We suggest that if you're facilitating reconnective healing for someone, or if you're coming for your own, you experience one, two, or three sessions. But by the end of the third session, you need to let it go. You don't want to keep watering the same flower every day, every day, every day. You need to let it go and give it time to blossom, maybe for a few weeks, maybe for a few months, maybe for a few years. And when it's ready, when you feel it's ready, not even when the practitioner decides it's ready, when you as the recipient say, I think it's time now, then you might want to come back and have another one, two, or three sessions. Now, why not one? If the healings are fairly instantaneous, why not one session?
Yes.
Because, do you like me asking your questions for you?
Sorry. Is exactly what I was asking.
Because we as human beings are still living in what quantum physics tells us is the illusion of time.
Of time
is not actually real.
So
within our illusion of time and space, we say to ourselves, well, how can we possibly receive a healing for something we've had for 20 years in just one session? So I probably need two or three. So we say, do two or three. If the healings are fairly instantaneous, why do the practitioner's sessions last 30 minutes? Because usually someone will lie down, and if you do this for 2 seconds, they won't allow themselves
to
accept a healing.
They don't have the ability, absolutely.
So we say do 30 minutes because it allows the human mind to accept it. Do one, two, or three visits so the human being can accept it.
Now, you've very kindly done a little demonstration on my mother, who's 87 years old, and you had your hands around her hand, and she said that she could not only feel the energy, but she could also feel the heat, and that the levels of the energy were varying in intensity. And afterwards she said that she felt really uplifted, and she was, because she was worried all day today.
She's smiling now.
Yes, she really is.
Yeah.
So she could feel that. And I have also a little secret to tell you that since I've heard about you and that you were coming to Dubai about 2-3 weeks ago, I've read most of what I could find and watched most of what I could find on the internet, and I kind of in my mind understood what you're doing, and that you were doing it on that higher level past, you know, on time-space level, if you will. And I've tried it, you know, with that intention on two different people. One of them was from a distant, and he was actually in emergency, my girlfriend's, my best friend's husband. And she said, please help, you know, he collapsed on the floor, etc. So I did that. I connected the palms. I waited to see where I could feel or sense a connection. And I just sent whatever it was. I just let it come through. And guess what? I got a message saying, what did you do? By miracle, he's sitting up. He's okay. She was crying. They thought they were going to have surgery. They didn't. And they sorted out what the problem was, because, you know, they were afraid that it would be cancer or something. But it didn't turn out to be that. But the other thing that I wanted to also ask you is, there is two types of reconnection, is what I understood. So one, it goes like as far as the healing or the physical, but then there's something else that you said that you connect. Is it to the grid or to the
One process is called reconnected healing, and that's what we're teaching here in Dubai, yes. Reconnected healing. There's another process that I have teachers who teach, and we will hopefully send them back here to Dubai to teach this maybe next year. But you can only learn it after you've learned reconnective healing. So I teach the reconnective healing seminars here first.
Right.
The other is called The Reconnection.
Oh,
two different seminars, and it's confusing because the names are similar.
Yes, the names are very similar.
Because the essence comes from our reconnecting with our original fullness, our essence, the truth of who and what we are as human beings. So reconnective healing is focused mainly on healing, except the funny thing about healing is it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, life force, relationship-wise, career-wise. It affects all these things. But the gearing of reconnective healing is on healing, which, as you mentioned earlier in the, during the interview, is what draws most people to want it in the first place. Then, after they experience that, they may say, what else is there? Mm-hmm. There is a process called the reconnection, which does also have overlap with reconnective healing. But its main focus is to really thrust you onto your life course in its fullest way you might at first go, oh my goodness, where am I? And then when you look back at your life, you say, I see, this was the path I was always on. Thank goodness I allowed myself to progress so rapidly onto it. So the reconnection throws you onto your life course maybe even faster than you might have had in mind.
Interesting. So you actually plug people back into the grid that they were supposed to be in.
That's the way I hear it described. The funny thing is about how it happens,
you don't know.
We don't really know.
No.
And you know what?
No, but
How freeing it is to not know exactly. But this is what happens from it. So the theory, the logic is, look, there are energy grids on our body that are used through acupuncture and other such things. There are energy, or what we call ley lines around the planet. We know that. And there's an energetic grid throughout the entire universe. So, of course, this ties us into all three, as you said.
So, do you think that when we are out of balance, we are out of harmony, and this is when disease occurs, or dis-ease, basically?
Absolutely. I believe that's really the definition of dis-ease, falling away from balance. And what many of the studies have shown is that, well, first we have to understand our bodies don't heal the way we were taught. Our bodies heal, as we know through the work of Dr. Fritz Popp and others, through light. We know that our DNA emits specific levels of light. When our health is diminishing, that light level diminishes measurably, scientifically. It comes back up as our health comes back up. But what reconnective healing does is it not only raises the level of light that we emit to an optimal level from our DNA, but it makes it more, as we said earlier, coherent, more harmonic. So it brings us back into a state of harmony. But harmony is not just physical health. Harmony in our relationships, harmony in our lives, harmony, of course, in our physical health. But that's just what allows us to experience the full expression of all the rest of the aspects here in life as we have our human experience.
Absolutely. So it's actually going back to our source. Eric Perl, I'm really looking forward to the workshop, and I'm grateful to you. I know you're a very busy man. I'm really grateful for your time. And I look forward to interview you again. Would that be possible to do another podcast in the future?
Of course, we would love to do that, and I am very glad that you'll be attending this seminar and learning the work as well.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Catharic.com.